We're still in the middle of Perikyot Tes. Eventually we'll finish this. We're up to the paragraph that he made the Arnu Adhena.
Four?
Okay. And the burn bomb?
One?
What? The Hine Bi'arnu Adhena? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Okay. The Hine Bi'arnu Adhena Hachasidus Mashatoli B'maisa. Explained until now how a person fulfills the midah of chasidus in action with avas Hashem and kanos and what was the other one? Dveikus, simcha, and kina. Okay. Now, mashatoli b'maisa, vofen hasiya, and the voyarata hatluya b'kavana. Now we'll go to the deeper idea of chasidus in a person's kavana in everything he does. Right, different levels of doing something lishma or doing it shelo lishma. Shelo lishma means that you have ulterior motives. They could be very fine ulterior motives, but they're ulterior motives. And lishma means you're doing it altruistically, without any ulterior motive. For the Rambam says that you do what's right because it's right, not because there's any gain you're going to get or whatever reward you'll get or whatever. And he'll say a little bit differently than that. Omnam vaday shemishim miskavim bavodosu l'tayur nafshel ifnei boro l'man tiske l'sheves espona b'chlal ha'yishorim v'chasidim. If a person has intention to serve the Rabbanu Shalom, to do mitzvahs in order to purify his nefesh, right, his neshama, in order that he should be able to have a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, and be part of the Yeshorim and Chasidim, lachzos benom Hashem levakir v'heicholo, ulekabel hagmul asher b'olam haba, and to get the reward of olam haba, lo nucha lomar shetia kavona zuroa. It's impossible to say that's a bad intention. Right? That lechor is a very nice intention. Person, but he's doing it for his own sake. If he's doing it because he wants to have that closeness to the Rabbanu Shalom and have that reward. And Lechara, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not the highest level. At least not if you're doing it purely for that reason. We've explained in the past, Lechara, that's what the Rabbanu Shalom's intention is. Why did Rabbanu Shalom create this world? Right? In order that he should, why did he create us all together? Because he wanted to shower us with his goodness and give us the opportunity to have that close connection to him forever. And he put us in this world to earn that, to create that. Okay, so the Chora, that is the purpose of everything. What in the world could be more than being mechaven for that? Right? So why is that considered shelo lishma? We'll see in 1 second what he considers lishma, but why isn't that the greatest lishma? I'm doing this because that's what the Rabban Shalom wants. That's Ratzon Hashem. So let's go a little bit further and then we'll go back and see the answer, which we've given a few times already, but each time we can add a little bit and make it more clear. This is not the highest level. Okay. Because this is also not altruistic. It's for your purpose, your benefit. I want to get Olam Haba. I want to have that connection to the Rabbanu Shalom. It's I. So it's great that you want to do this because that's Ratzon Hashem. But it's not the highest level because you're still considering yourself. Acha kavono ha'amitis ha'metzuya b'chasidim asher torchu v'ishtadlu l'hasiga. But the highest level, which is not for regular people, it's metzuya b'chasidim asher torchu v'ishtadlu l'hasiga. At this level, a person doesn't get easily. You have to be first on the madrega of a chassid, and then you have to work very hard to get it. Hu sheyeh ha'adam oved rak l'man asher kvodo shel ha'adam baruch hu yigdal v'yigdal. You're doing it totally because you want to give kavod to the Rabbanu Shalom. We'll see once again what that means. This all comes after the other things of Chassidus. You have this tremendous love for the Rabbanu Shalom. When you love someone really, and the love is not selfish, but it's totally altruistic, so you want everything good for that person. And here, what's good for the Rabbanu Shalom, Ki B'yocho, is that his name should be, he should have honor in the world, not for his sake, but because that's what his intention was in creation. And he feels bad if there's any diminishing of Kvod Hashem. He oz yavod avodos l'tach l'zeh shalafachos mitzido yekvod yisbarach miskadol v'yisavah shekol shar b'neyolim yukum okein. Person knows that at least I'm doing everything for Kvod Hashem, right? And I'm hoping that everybody else in the world will do the same thing. V'yitztair v'yinsaneach amashu v'matim shar b'neyolim. And it bothers him that other people do things that are that minimize and reduce Kvod Hashem. The Kol Shekhin Amashim Amayit Hu Asu B'Shogeg O'Be'Oneis O'Be'Chul Shasateva. And he surely is mitztayer, he feels bad about what he doesn't do to increase Kvod Hashem in the world, and that he does either unwittingly or accidentally or without enough intention of maximizing the honor of the Rabbanu Shalom in the world. Asher kosher lo lishomer min hachatoyim b'chol eis. Because a human being is impossible to do everything perfect, and whatever imperfections a person has, that decreases Kvod Hashem. There's no human being who is perfect. So who doesn't yechita does not necessarily mean he does things wrong, but he doesn't do everything right. There's something missing. This is something that's clearly mentioned in the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu. Amru kol chacham Yisrael sheyesh bo divrei Torah l'amito. Any chacham who has acquired divrei Torah be'emes, and he constantly is concerned about bringing more kavod to the Rabbanu Shalom all the time, and he's looking for the time that the Kvod Hashem will be all over the whole world. Right now it's in Golus and it's minimized. We don't see the whole world has different ideas, right? So he looks forward to the day that they'll be covered through Yerushalayim, covered Beis Hamikdash, zocha l'ruach hakodesh b'dvarav. A person like that is zocha to ruach hakodesh, because he's reached a level total avas Hashem, and a level that is totally altruistic. Nimshes lomeid shezosi akavona meula shirachok l'garmen nikol hanos atzma. This is something that is removed from a person's own self-motivated purposes. The Ein Ruel Lichvodo Shal Makom LeKilui Shmo Yisbarach HaMiskadosh BeBriyosa B'Shoa She'Osim B'Tzomna. That's Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is that the Rabbanu Shalom should be sanctified and honored by what people do. The Alzeh Omru Ezeu Chosid HaMischasid Im Kono. A real Chosid is somebody who does everything L'Tzorech Hashem. Not that God needs it, but that's the Ratzon Hashem, that he created this world that he should that people should know that they're created and come close to him, and therefore the more that people come close to him, that's more doing Ratzon Hashem, and that's Kvod Hashem. Okay, so Lechora, we'll go back to the question we asked, but the first thing is the reason why God created the world. He didn't create the world that he should get covered. He created the world because he wanted us to benefit from a relationship with him, and here we earn that. So what's wrong with having that kavana? Why isn't that the highest kavana? I'm doing this because that's what the Rabbanu Shalom wants. So we explained in the past that really there's two levels in that. There's two ways of looking at that, and we compared it to Onik Shabbos. Right? There's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos physically, to eat nice foods on Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah to enjoy the Shabbos by eating nice foods. There's two ways of doing that. One way is I enjoy the food on Shabbos, and enjoying the food, so I'm fulfilling a mitzvah, and that's not the highest level. The highest level is I'm enjoying the food because the Rabbanu Shalom wants me to enjoy the food and enjoy the Shabbos. It's not my enjoyment that's important. There's a very thin line between these two things. One is I have a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos, so I'll enjoy the Shabbos, right? And I'm doing it because I enjoy it, and I'm fulfilling a mitzvah by doing that. Or no, it's a higher level, right? And the enjoyment I have is the enjoyment of Shabbos. It's not my enjoyment. It's not that I enjoy eating this food, and I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah to do it, so I might as well, you know, get a tramp on the mitzvah. But I'm doing it totally because this is the way to what this is what the Rebbe Shalom wants me. He wants me to enjoy. I don't enjoy the cholin because it tastes good, but I eat the cholin because it tastes good to enjoy it, because that's what the Rebbe Shalom wants me to do. It's a much higher level. It's two different things. Same thing over here. I want Olam Haba. I want the benefit of Olam Haba. I want my neshama to have a closest to Hashem because it's going to be pleasurable for me. That's very nice. That's a very high shalom lishma, but it's still shalom lishma. Or I want to have a relationship with Hashem, and I want to enjoy that relationship because that's what the Rebbe Shalom wants. He wants me to enjoy that relationship. I don't want to enjoy it because I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy it because that is a kiyum of Ratzon Hashem. It's a very big difference between them. Not a very big difference, but a difference between them. That's a chut ha'sa'ara. You hear the difference? Okay, it's not that I want to enjoy Olam Haba. That's Shalom Lishma. I want to fulfill Ratzon Hashem, who wants me to enjoy Olam Haba, and therefore I enjoy it because I want that enjoyment because that's what the Rebbe Shalom wants me to want. That's the idea. That's called Ribui Kvod Hashem. Kvod Hashem, what's honor? Honor is doing what somebody wants. Right? How do you honor your parents? You do what they want you to do. That's the biggest honor, right? You can feed them, clothe them, whatever. But if you're not doing what they want, right? Then that's not covet of a parent. Right? You can stuff your father with food, right? Or your mother, and if they don't want to eat, it's like they're taking a lady across the street who doesn't want to cross the street. That's not a chesed. It's not showing her any honor. But if you do what they want, right? And do it for their sake, that's called kavod. So kvod Hashem is people functioning totally to do Ratzon Hashem. I'm not doing it because of the benefit I'm going to get from doing Ratzon Hashem. That is a very nice level. But the higher level is I'm doing it because that is Ratzon Hashem, and by doing that, I'm bringing kavod to the Rebbe Shalom.
And the question is, can you reach that high level without first going through the level of wanting it for your own sake?
Yeah, probably not. We told Shalom Lishma, Bo Lishma. Rama says that everybody starts off, right, as children, as lower levels of needing a personal incentive. Sometimes a personal incentive is very menial. It gets greater and greater. The highest level of personal incentive is I want to do it because I want to get the Olam Haba, which is a very nice level. Halavai, we should be on that level. And that's really the truth that the Rebbe Shalom said in general. Right? This level, as he says, is when a person has finally reached a level of chassidus, which is not just from going through the sefer like we did, and now we're on the level of chassidus, so we're all chassidim. Right? That's not, obviously, and once you reach the madrega of chassidus, it needs a lot of work to reach this. So we're not holding by that. I don't know what we're holding by. Right? Could be we're holding by what the Rambam speaks about children. Children, you have to promise them candy and other kinds of things to get them to learn, to get them to do mitzvahs or whatever, and that's perfectly okay. That's shalom lishma. When you get older, so the candy gets more important and more expensive, right? But it's still candy. And the highest level of candy is I want to enjoy Olam Haba. That's really great, but it's just a different... To be on this level, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu complained. Klal Yisrael said that, look, you know, we've heard enough of the Rebbeinu Shalom speaking because we're afraid that if we continue to do this, we're going to die. So you speak and you tell us what he has to say. So Moshe Rabbeinu got very upset. And here the people are concerned about themselves. Right? Wouldn't you rather hear the Dvar Hashem? So you'll die. But you'll go out with a bang. right? You really, what's it called? You're really now, that's the Ratzon Hashem, that you should have a connection to Him. So you'll die. So what? So Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset that the people were not on that level. They weren't so altruistic not to care about what's going to be with them. So you'll die. So you'll get Olam Haba. The Rebbe Shem wants to have that kesher with you, right? And so the Rebbe Shem answered him, Miyite Halavai, Rashi says. The Hoya Levavam Zeliro Si Kolayomi. Halavai, they'd be on this level all the time, right? They'll never reach that higher level, right? Kolayomi. Halavai, they should be on that level, because this is a very high level compared to other levels. It's not the highest level. Moshe Rabbeinu, for you, it's not the highest. You're beyond that. But don't feel bad that they're on this level. Because Hayu Levavam Zeliyirosi Kol Hayomim. Right? What's it called? So Lamaisa, we're talking here about a very, very high level, which is not something that the majority of people can reach, or that it's l'chora necessary for everybody to reach it. Because if it would be necessary, it wouldn't be so difficult. But it's something definitely that a person who wants to be a chassid, which is lifni meshuras hadin, should try to reach. And, like we said, it's not all or nothing. It's not that you're always on this level, or you're never on this level. Right? You could be on this level for a second, maybe in a lifetime, but you've accomplished that for a second. There's something to it, right? Sometimes people come to situations where they really feel like that because of situations that come up and circumstance or whatever, and you've reached that. You know there's such a level, and therefore it's because I learned about it. Even though you, the next second you're back to where you were. So it's impossible to reach this. Stop just like this. Somebody, you know, wakes up one morning and decides, right now, a kind dismissal is short. Okay, at least in my estimation. Maybe other people feel differently, or if you do, then you don't belong at this shir. I will sit at your feet and listen to your shir. But I would imagine that the people who are at this shir, right, not to diminish your COVID, are maybe a little bit better than me, but not that much better than me, right? And this madrega is, can't say beyond my comprehension, but definitely beyond reality for me. Okay, and I would imagine that if you're listening here and saying this is beyond, you know, what are we learning this for, don't feel guilty, because I guess I feel the same way. Maybe that's why you feel it, because I can't give it over to you more. Maybe there are people who really are holding by the madrega and can give the shir and give over to you that this is mamish how they feel. Okay, and it's not, you know, true confessions here. I'm just telling you as it is, that you shouldn't feel that there's something wrong with feeling like that. That's the Messias. You should know there is such a level. And again, maybe there are times when we could reach that level. Right? I'm sure, knowing people here, there are times that people here could mamish, you know, because of situations that come up or whatever, could feel like that. For a second even. That's kedai, for a second. Okay. Anybody who can learn this differently? Really, I don't know of another way. I went through this a few times already. I don't know of another way of explaining it. Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. That why in the world would it be not the highest madrega to want to do what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants you to do? Why the whole, everybody says, Ramchal himself, that's the purpose in creation. So if I'm mechaven for the purpose of creation, what's wrong with that? Why isn't that the highest level? So I think the answer is what I said. I don't know of another answer.
Chaim Volozhin says that, right? Yeah. That you can test yourself whether you're holding there. If you say, fine, I'll do the mitzvah and somebody else will get the schar. So does that...
I really mean it.
Right. And then that shows you that you're holding there.
Right, I really mean it, right.
He asked that question in Ruach Chaim, right?
Yeah,
he asked the question, I guess we're supposed to do. We're here to get Olam Haba. So he says, let me explain to that idea that you're doing it. If you're, yeah, but you have to do it because you're Hashem, not because for yourself. How do you know if you're doing it really Lishma or not? Because if you say, well, okay, here, you do the mitzvah, he'll get the star. He'll get the Olam. If you say, fine, I'm doing it for the Kavod Hashem, he says, as long as Hashem is happy, I don't care who does it.
Right.
So that shows you're doing your thing. If it's,
I hear, but that really points out that what I'm telling you is true.
Yeah, that's okay, the same thing.
I hear.
So does this mean anything less than that is not considered lishma in any situation?
No, he didn't say that. He said, let's go back to what he said. He says, how does he say it? Here. Okay, the Kvardi bound of Gamke Lamala Meinyan Lishma Ushalo Lishma Lemadro Gosehem. There's levels of Shalo Lishma, right? And there's levels of Lishma. So it could be that Lishma is, could be Lishma even on a lower level of Lishma. There are not just one level of Lishma, right? It's the greatest level of Lishma is what he says, where it's not for my purpose, but I want that only because that's what the Rabbanu Shlom wants. But wanting it because, look, the Rabbanu Shlom wants me to have Hanoah, and I like the Hanoah. I like that Hanoah of Olam Haba. So that's also Lishma. It's just a lower level of Lishma. That's, and it's a higher level of Shalom Lishma. There's no line that says, up till here is Shalom Lishma, and beyond this is Lishma. It's a mixture. On the one hand, it's a very, very nice feeling that I want it for Olam Haba, not because I'm afraid God's going to zap me with a lightning bolt, or I want to be rich, or something like that, right? It's a very nice level of Shalom Lishma, which already borders on a type of Lishma. Again, if I don't think that we can really understand, if you can't really experience it, you can't really understand something you can't experience. So we're not holding by experiencing that, and he makes it clear that it's not easy. Okay, so we can talk about it, but I don't think we can ever come to a real 100% understanding what exactly these things are.
What's the difference in serious and what you're doing? The reason this time you have to do it, you have with your parents and you do whatever chores you need to do or things that they want to do. So you do it because that's what they want to do. It's the difference you get started, don't get started, tell you thank you, don't tell you thank you. But if Baruch Hu wants you, if you walk by full of water, somebody's drowning, or if Baruch Hu wants you to save him, so you go save him. If you, while you're saving him, I'm going to get on the hub, I'm not going to get on the hub, I'm going to get started, I'm going to get started, what's the difference? You save the guy's life because Baruch Hu wants you to save the guy's life. What's the difference if you get started for it or not?
Yeah, I understand that, but people usually are motivated in doing things. That's what the Ram. The Ram says Lishma means I'm doing because it's the right thing to do. Right? And basically we're saying that's what the Mesillas Yesharim is saying. I'm doing this because the Rabbanu Shlom said this is what he wants done. What makes it right? That the Rabbanu Shlom wants it. Right? So what's right and what the Rabbanu Shlom wants are synonymous. So in Echad, but most people need some kind of motivation, incentive to motivate them. So yeah, I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do, but either I'll do it because I'll get covered for it, right, and there's a lot of right things to do, or I'll do it because I realize I'm going to get rewarded for it, right? Not everybody's on the level to do it just because it's the right thing to do. I what's in it for me?
It depends what you're doing. If a Mishloach comes to your door and outside the door says looking for some tzedakah, then give him a few shekels. And if you guys have a really convincing story or Rahman's in a really, really bad situation, you have an extra guilt, so you give another 20 shekels. So, let's see, when we go back into the room to pick up another 20 shekels, they get more scar, they get more hard, they get more gas. No, the guy needs another 20 shekels, give him another 20 shekels. You can get the same exact scar, give him 5 shekels, give him 20 shekels. It's no different. I'm going to think and make a hedgehog. What's the difference? They give him 5 shekels, I'll still get a scar for giving this. Why should I waste my time?
Yeah, but you won't get the same scar if you give him more. So people make cheshbonos for sure. Most people function because there's something. What am I going to get from this? It could be very nice things you'll get, but most people do. Why am I keeping all of this? Because I believe that it's the right thing to do, and because of that, I'll be rewarded. If I don't do it, I'll get punished. Right? If there was no reward and punishment at all, right? Most people wouldn't. They would say, okay, you know what? So I'm not getting punished. Not getting rewarded. You know, let somebody else do it.
I say that the only way to get to the next level is you have to start with it.
Right.
The only way you can get it warmed up is you have to be more, the closer, the more you do mitzvahs, the closer you come to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the basic level is, if I think it's starting out with schar ba'onish, which is what motivates you. You want to get the schar, you want to do it.
Right, and the Torah, that's again, the Rabbanu Shlom himself, right, obviously recognized this, because the Torah is full of warnings. do this and you get rewarded, do this you get punished. Obviously the Rav Moshe was dealing with people as they are. He created us and he knows that we basically need that incentive. Why does the Torah speak about reward at all? The man, you, buyim, mechem, and you'll have. Why mention that at all? Just say, look, this is the right thing to do, do it. Because people don't function like that, right, unless they're on a very high level. And the Torah is on all levels.
I can't say that everybody, you know, most people are motivated, I mean, say most, the vast majority, but can say, you know, you're a stam person, you can assume that this person is doing for, you know, for scar and onish. The session I'm trying to find where it says it, but he says there's three types of people. There's the Shlemi Adas, the Pismelon, and the Hamalam. So the Hamalam is from.
They don't start out, by the way. When they start out, they don't know anything.
They're not Madrigos, those are the three different types of people.
No, but those people
function. Some people know that's not the main motivation. Some of the Shlemi Adas rather have Shlemi.
But they reached the rate of level of being Shlemi Adas. They weren't born Shlemi Adas. It's not that it's three groups of people. Some people are dullards and some people are really smart. Some people have reached that level where they're Shlemi Hadas and they understand more. And some people haven't. The Hamonam don't really work on themselves that much and they don't excel and they don't become Shlemi Hadas.
I think you said that's for care. There are three different types of people.
No, that's
and in a quality can change, can develop from that.
It's
not Madrigos.
It's not
Madrigos. No, it's talking about certain personalities. Read what the decision says about it.
You see,
it's not Madrigos. It's three different types of people.
I don't think that's what he means. It means that, what's it called? There are three levels of people. You could reach whatever level, but most people don't leave that level of Shlemi Hadas, and therefore they function with this. This is the way they function. Hamon Ha'am. Function like this. People who are in a higher madrega function differently, right? Three different kinds of madregas, but nobody starts out, right, and is born into a caste of Shlemi Hadas.
Right, he was a Shlemi Hadas, let's say, and okay, he didn't start out, but he started as a Shlemi Tamei Chacham. He came that way.
Yeah, I don't think that there's three types of people. There's three types of motivations, and it depends on where you're holding, what which motivation you fit into. Yeah.
Well, I just
want to
bring it back down to a level that we can understand what you're talking about. I remember hearing Phil Jakobson say, he talked about once when he was a little boy, he went to, happened to be in front of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Said, I want to ask you a question. And he happened to think of the question you should ask him. So he asked him a question he'd asked him Peder the day before and got a patch to it. Because it said that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was kind to us by giving us lots and lots of mitzvahs. And so he was saying, you know, what sort of kindness is that? It means more and more work. So Rav Shlomo Zalman explained to him, he said, when you get up in the morning and you put your shoes on, how do you do it? And he said, you know, it's a burden, this one and that one. And he said, well, whenever anybody gets up in the morning, does anybody jump into their shoes or go through it once? And he said, no. So he said that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a way of doing it, and then if you do it that way, you're doing the lots of Hashem. And if you do it the other way, you're not, you know. So he gave them a chance to do it, and a lot of the mitzvahs are like that, where you do something in a particular way that you would have to do anyway. Like you have to get up in the morning anyway. So you get up and go to Shacharis, and that's, so if we see it that way, then that shows you that lots of Hashem is that. If he wants you to do it, because if you do what he says, then you sort of, you're gaining, you're doing what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does. So then that's not really a selfish thing, but it's, I'm doing it for him.
Okay. But the people who, there are plenty of people who don't do that. Why not? Because they don't see any benefit in it. So the people who do it see some kind of benefit. Right? In other words, why don't you decide, you know what, it's nice to do Ratzon Hashem, what's in it for me? So most people in this world, or a good portion of Jews for sure, right, don't keep the Torah because they don't see that there's any purpose to it. So they have to be motivated to do it by telling them you can't tell them what's the right thing to do. They have to start with some kind of self-motivation why they would want to do this.
It's also enough for me to have a relationship with Hashem. It's also a benefit for me.
Right, but that's also not the highest level, like we said. Okay, again, I think that most of us function, right, even if you're doing it because it's the right thing to do, it's because you've reached a certain level of doing it and getting into the habit of doing it, that you could say that. But the reason people are frum most of the time is because they feel that if they're not, they're going to get punished, and if they are, they're going to get rewarded, and they're afraid that not to do things because they'll get punished, and they're motivated to do it because they'll get rewarded, and that's how the hamonam functions. Like if you think about it, maybe you'll function a little bit differently, but underlying that's...
I think here the part of the major part of that challenge is that you know that doing the mitzvahs is good for you, you know it's good for the world, you know it's good, there's reward and punishment, and you're going to get rewarded and punished if you don't. And you know all these great reasons, and nevertheless, you still do it because of Ratzon Hashem. Despite knowing all those other
things. Yeah, that's for sure. It's not that you don't think there's any reward or whatever.
Right.
But I'm not doing it for that sake.
Yeah, it's hard knowing all that and still only doing it for this purest motive. What's it mean that Zocha L'Ruach HaKodesh B'Devara?
But Zocha L'Ruach HaKodesh means, depends what Ruach HaKodesh means, that you reach a level of Chochmah that you... the highest level, according to the Rambam, at least Ruach HaKodesh, is the highest level a person can reach on his own. Of Chochmah, being able to see the world, not just in a physical sense, but know what the spiritual things behind it are. That's Ruach HaKodesh. What?
This is with his words.
Right, that what's it called? Ruach HaKodesh B'Dvarov means in all his things. It doesn't mean what he says. It means B'Dvarim, Chol HaDvarim Shalom. In all his dealings, he'll be able to deal with Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, he'll see things beyond what the normal intellect can see. He'll see beyond that. The Mechmich of Leos says Ruach HaKodesh is being able to see the purpose of everything behind the scenes and understand what things are, not just the way they look, the way they function physically.
Just say, Kanich, I came up with what Rav said, but there's not two madrigas within, you know, Hasidus versus lower level than Hasidus. Because the Maisa, what it says right at the beginning, starts off with Machavas and Balama, is the Sod Hai Hasidus, which starts off with Al Tzimim. So really, Hasidus would also include having clear the hope of trying to get Olam Haba. Rather, I think it's just two different madrigas within the kavanah of what you're doing.
Right.
One thing is knowing what you're doing. You're doing things that will bring you to Olam Haba. Why you're doing it, the kavanah is because that's what Hashem wants.
That's what Shlomo Zalman just said.
Right.
In other words, can't say, well, there's no schar, no onus, you're just doing this for no reason. Right? That's not my motivation to do it. But I know that that's what's going to be. Right? You have to know that there's a purpose for it. Except I'm doing it because the Rav Moshe wants that purpose, not because I want that result.
I thought that's what the Rav was saying.
Yeah, that's what Shlomo Zalman said better. He said it, put it more clearly. Okay, but yeah, that's what I was saying. But you got it in a nutshell.
Is this not the same as being a mitzvah?
The Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem is not just if I'm afraid, or it's am I doing it because I'm afraid I'll lose out something. That doesn't mean I'm afraid I'm going to get zapped by a lightning bolt. I'm afraid I won't get all the schar I can get either. But it's self-motivated. I'm afraid I won't get what I could get. Ava is I'm doing it altruistically, because that's what the Rav Moshe wants me to do. And I want to give him the covet of doing what he wants. And I know that's what's good for me too, but that's not what motivates me. That's what Bavaran said. Even if I knew I wouldn't get the schar, I'd give it to somebody else. But that's what the Rav Moshe wants. He wants me to do this, so there should be a schar. So I don't have to get it, then somebody else can get it. Or what Shlomo Zalman said. I know that all of that is true, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it Lamrot, not Lamrot, I'm doing that because since it's the right thing to do, that's why I'm doing it. So it's the motive, not so much what you know or whatever. And that's what the David also said. Okay, I don't want to belabor the point. I think you got the idea. I think it's a very fine madrega, and you strive to try to do it sometimes, at least, if you can't do it all the time. Okay. If you can do it all the time, so let me know. And
even the Grah, the Grah was happy. Remember when they sold this mitzvah?
Right,
sold,
right, with the Esrid, yeah.
Right, so some Ashram, he wasn't even on that madrega.
Right.
He was happy. Oh, the first time I can really say I did it, at least 100%
Lishma. He was sure that he could do it.
Right.
He didn't know what madrega was on, but now he had the opportunity. He knows that for that, at least that one time,
he's able to. Just like a Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Okay, back to this world of Shemitah. Okay, v'hinei bi'arnu adheinu ha-chasidus mashatoli b'maisa. Explained until now how a person fulfills the midah of chasidus in action with avas Hashem and kanos and what was the other one? Dveikus, simcha, and kina. Okay. Now, mashatoli b'maisa, v'ofen ha-siyah. When the v'yarata ha-tluya b'kavana. Now we'll go to the deeper idea of chassidus in a person's kavana in everything he does. Right? Different levels of doing something lishma or doing it shelo lishma. Shelo lishma means that you have ulterior motives. They could be very fine ulterior motives, but they're ulterior motives. And lishma means you're doing it altruistically. Without any ulterior motive, for the Rambam says that you do what's right because it's right, not because there's any gain you're going to get or whatever reward you'll get or whatever. And he'll say a little bit differently than that. Omnam vaday shemisha miskavim bavodosu l'tayr nafshel ifnei boro l'man tiske l'sheves espona b'chlal ha'yishorim v'chasidim. If a person has intention to serve the Rabban Shalom, to do mitzvahs in order to purify his nefesh, right, his neshama, in order that he should be able to have a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, and be part of the Yeshorim and Chasidim, lachzos benom Hashem levakir beheicholo, ulekabel hagmul asher bolam haba, and to get the reward of olam haba, lo nucha lomar shetia kavon azuroa. It's impossible to say that's a bad intention. Right, that lechor is a very nice intention, person, but he's doing it for his own sake. If he's doing it because he wants to have that closeness to the Rabbanu Shalom and have that reward, and lechor, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not the highest level. At least not if you're doing it purely for that reason. We've explained in the past lechor, that's what the Rabbanu Shalom's intention is. Why did the Rabbanu Shalom create this world? Right, in order that he should, why did he create us all together? Because he wanted to shower us with his goodness and give us the opportunity to have that close connection to him forever. And he put us in this world to earn that, to create that. Okay, so the Chora, that is the purpose of everything. What in the world could be more than being mechaven for that? Right, so why is that considered shelo lishma? We'll see in 1 second what he considers lishma. But why isn't that the greatest lishma? I'm doing this because that's what the Rabban Shalom wants. That's Ratzon Hashem. So let's go a little bit further, and then we'll go back and see the answer, which we've given a few times already, but each time we can add a little bit and make it more clear. Achein, lo nucha lomar gan kein shetia hayoser tova. This is not the highest level. Okay. Ki ad sheha adam miskaven letovas atzmo, sof sof avodoso letzorich atzmo. Because Lamaisa, this is also not altruistic. It's for your purpose, your benefit. I want to get Olam Haba. I want to have that connection to the Rabbanu Shalom. It's I. So it's great that you want to do this because that's Ratzon Hashem. But it's not the highest level because you're still considering yourself. Acha kavona ha'amitis ha'metsuya b'chasidim asher torchu v'ishtadu l'hasiga. But the highest level, which is not for regular people, it's mitsuya b'chasidim asher torchu v'shtad l'asika. Right, this level a person doesn't get easily. You have to be first on the madrega of a chasid, and then you have to work very hard to get it. Hu sheyeh ha'adam oved rak l'man asher kvodo shel ha'adam baruch hu yigdal v'yud. You're doing it totally because you want to give kavod to the Rabbanu Shalom. We'll see one second what that means. This all comes after the other things of Chassidus. You have this tremendous love for the Rabbanu Shalom. When you love someone really, and the love is not selfish, but it's totally altruistic, so you want everything good for that person. And here, what's good for the Rabbanu Shalom Kibiyochol is that his name should be he should have honor in the world, not for his sake, but because that's what his intention was in creation. And he feels bad if there's any diminishing of Kvod Hashem. Person knows that at least I'm doing everything for Kvod Hashem, right? And I'm hoping that everybody else in the world will do the same thing. And it bothers him that other people do things that are that minimize and reduce Kvod Hashem. The Kol Shekhen Amashim Amayit Hu Asum B'Shogeg O B'Ones O B'Chul Shasateva. And he surely is mitzdayer, he feels bad about what he doesn't do to increase Kvod Hashem in the world, and that he does either unwittingly or accidentally or without enough intention of maximizing the honor of the Rabbanu Shalom in the world. Asher kosha lo lishomer min hachatoyim b'choleis. Because a human being is impossible to do everything perfect, and whatever imperfections a person has, that decreases Kvod Hashem. There's no human being who is perfect. So who doesn't yechita does not necessarily mean he does things wrong, but he doesn't do everything right. There's something missing. This is something that's clearly mentioned in the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu. Amru kol chacham Yisrael sheyesh bo divrei Torah lamita. Any chacham who has acquired divrei Torah ebe'emes, and he constantly is concerned about bringing more covet to the Rabbanu Shalom all the time, and he's looking for the time that the Kvod Hashem will be all over the whole world. Right now it's in Golus and it's minimized, we don't see the whole world as different ideas, right? So he looks forward to the day that there'll be covered through Yerushalayim, covered Beis Hamikdash. Zocha l'ruach hakodesh b'dvarav. A person like that is zocha to ruach hakodesh, because he's reached a level total avas Hashem, and a level that is totally altruistic. Nimseis lomeit shezosi akavona meula shirachok legarmen nikol hanos atzma. This is something that is removed from a person's own self-motivated purposes. The Einuel lechvodo shel makom lekiddush shmo yisbarach hamiskadosh bebriyosa b'shoa she'osim ratzono. That's Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is that the Rabbanu Shalom should be sanctified and honored by what people do. Ve'alzei omru ezeu chosid hamischasid imkono. A real chosid is somebody who does everything letzorech Hashem. Not that God needs it, but that's the Ratzon Hashem, that he created this world, that he should that people should know that they're created and come close to him, and therefore the more that people come close to him, that's more doing Ratzon Hashem, and that's Kvod Hashem. Okay, so lechora, we'll go back to the question we asked, but the first thing is the reason why God created the world. He didn't create the world that he should get covered. He created the world because he wanted us to benefit from a relationship with him, and here we earn that. So what's wrong with having that kavana? Why isn't that the highest kavana? I'm doing this because that's what the Rabbanu Shalom wants. So we explained in the past that really there's two levels in that. There's two ways of looking at that, and we compared it to Onik Shabbos. Now, there's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos physically, to eat nice foods on Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah to enjoy the Shabbos by eating nice foods. There's two ways of doing that. One way is I enjoy the food on Shabbos, and enjoying the food, so I'm fulfilling a mitzvah, and that's not the highest level. The highest level is I'm enjoying the food because the Rabbanu Shalom wants me to enjoy the food and enjoy the Shabbos. It's not my enjoyment that's important. There's a very thin line between these two things. One is I have a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos, so I'll enjoy the Shabbos, right? And I'm doing it because I enjoy it and I'm fulfilling a mitzvah by doing that. Or no, it's a higher level, right? And the enjoyment I have is the enjoyment of Shabbos. It's not my enjoyment. It's not that I enjoy eating this food and I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah to do it, so I might as well, you know, get a tramp on the mitzvah. But I'm doing it totally because this is the way to what this is what the Rebbe Shalom wants me. He wants me to enjoy. I don't enjoy the cholent because it tastes good, but I eat the cholent because it tastes good to enjoy it, because that's what the Rebbe Shalom wants me to do. It's a much higher level. It's two different things. Same thing over here. I want Olam Haba. I want the benefit of Olam Haba. I want my neshama to have a closest to Hashem because it's going to be pleasurable for me. That's very nice. That's a very high shalom lishma, but it's still shalom lishma. Or I want to have a relationship with Hashem, and I want to enjoy that relationship because that's what the Rebbe Shalom wants. He wants me to enjoy that relationship. I don't want to enjoy it because I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy it because that is a kiyum of Ratzon Hashem. It's a very big difference between them. Not a very big difference, but it's a difference between them. That's a chut ha'sa'ara. Do you hear the difference? Okay, it's not that I want to enjoy Olam Haba. That's shalom lishma. I want to fulfill Ratzon Hashem, who wants me to enjoy Olam Haba, and therefore I enjoy it because I want that enjoyment, because that's what the Rebbe Shalom wants me to want. That's the idea. That's called ribui kvod Hashem. Kvod Hashem. What's honor? Honor is doing what somebody wants. Right? How do you honor your parents? You do what they want you to do. That's the biggest honor, right? You can feed them, clothe them, whatever. But if you're not doing what they want, right, then that's not covered of a parent, right? You can stuff your father with food, right, or your mother, right? If they don't want to eat, it's like they're taking a lady across the street who doesn't want to cross the street. That's not a chesed. That's not showing her any honor. But if you do what they want, right, and do it for their sake, that's called kavod. So kvod Hashem is people functioning totally to do Ratzon Hashem. I'm not doing it because of the benefit I'm going to get from doing Ratzon Hashem. That is a very nice level. But the higher level is I'm doing it because that is Ratzon Hashem, and by doing that, I'm bringing kavod to the Rebbeinu Shalom.
And the question is, can you reach that high level without first going through the level of wanting it for your own sake?
Yeah, probably not. We told shalom lishma, bo lishma. Rambam says that everybody starts off, right, as children, as lower levels of needing a personal incentive. Sometimes a personal incentive is very menial. It gets greater and greater. The highest level of personal incentive is I want to do it because I want to get the Olam Haba, which is a very nice level. Halavai, we should be on that level. And that's really the truth that the Rebbeinu Shalom said in general, right? This level, as he says, is when a person has finally reached a level of chassidus, which is not just from going through the sefer like we did, and now we're on the level of chassidus. So we're all chassidim, right? That's not obviously. And once you reach the madrega of chassidus, it needs a lot of work to reach this. So we're not holding by that. I don't know what we're holding by. Right? Could be we're holding by what the Rambam speaks about children. Children, you have to promise them candy and other kinds of things to get them to learn, to get them to do mitzvahs or whatever, and that's perfectly okay. That's shalom lishma. When you get older, so the candy gets more important and more expensive, right? But it's still candy. And the highest level of candy is I want to enjoy Olam Haba. That's really great, but it's just a different... To be on this level, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu complained. Klal Yisrael said that, look, you know, we've heard enough of the Rebbeinu Shalom speaking because we're afraid that if we continue to do this, we're going to die. So you speak and you tell us what he has to say. So Moshe Rabbeinu got very upset. Now here the people are concerned about themselves. Right? Wouldn't you rather hear the Dvar Hashem? So you'll die. But you'll go out with a bang. Right? You really, what's it called? You're really now, that's the Ratzon Hashem, that you should have a connection to him. So you'll die. So what? So Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset that the people were not on that level. They weren't so altruistic not to care about what's going to be with them. So you'll die. So you'll get Olam Haba. The Rebbe Shalom wants to have that kesher with you, right? And so the Rebbe Shalom answered him, Miyite Halavai, Rashi says. The Hoya Levavam Zeliro si kolayomi. Halavai, they'd be on this level all the time, right? They'll never reach that higher level, right? Kolayomi. Halavai, they should be on that level, because this is a very high level compared to other levels. It's not the highest level. Moshe Rabbeinu, for you, it's not the highest. You're beyond that. But don't feel bad that they're on this level. Because Hayo Levavam Ze Leirosi Kol Hayomim, right? What's it called? So Lemaisa, we're talking here about a very, very high level, which is not something that the majority of people can reach, or that it's l'chora necessary for everybody to reach it. Because if it would be necessary, it wouldn't be so difficult. But it's something definitely that a person who wants to be a chassid, which is lifni meshuras hadin, should try to reach. And, like we said, it's not all or nothing. It's not that you're always on this level, or you're never on this level. Right? You could be on this level for a second, maybe in a lifetime, but you've accomplished that for a second. There's something to it, right? Sometimes people come to situations where they really feel like that because of situations that come up and circumstances or whatever, and you've reached that. You know there's such a level, and therefore it's because I learned about it. Even though the next second you're back to where you were. So it's impossible to reach this. Stop just like this. Somebody, you know, wakes up one morning and decides, right now, kind this Mesil is short. Okay, at least in my estimation. Maybe other people feel differently, or if you do, then you don't belong at this shir. I will sit at your feet and listen to your shir. But I would imagine that the people who are at this shir, right, not to diminish your COVID, are maybe a little bit better than me, but not that much better than me, right? And this Madrega is, can't say beyond my comprehension, but definitely beyond reality for me. Okay? And I would imagine that if you're listening here and saying, this is beyond, you know, what are we learning this for? Don't feel guilty. Because I guess I feel the same way. Maybe that's why you feel it, because I can't give it over to you more. Maybe there are people who really are holding by the Madrega and can give this year and give over to you that this is mamish how they feel. Okay, and it's not, you know, true confessions here. I'm just telling you, as it is, that you shouldn't feel that there's something wrong with feeling like that. That's the Messias. You should know there is such a level. And again, maybe there are times when we could reach that level. Right? I'm sure, knowing people here, there are times that people here could mamish, you know, because of situations that come up or whatever, could feel like that. For a second, even. That's kedai, for a second. Okay, anybody who can learn this differently? Really, I don't know of another way. I went through this a few times already. I don't know of another way of explaining it. Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. That why in the world would it be not the highest madrega to want to do what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants you to do? Why the whole everybody says, the Ramchal himself, that's the purpose in creation. So if I'm the chavim for the purpose of creation, what's wrong with that? Why isn't that the highest level? So I think the answer is what I said. I don't know of another answer.
Chaim Volozhin says that, right?
Yeah.
That you can test yourself whether you're holding there. If you say, fine, I'll do the mitzvah, and somebody else will get the schar. So does that...
I really mean it.
Right. And then that shows you that you're holding there.
Right, I really mean it, right.
He asked that question in Ruach Chaim, right?
Yeah,
he asked the question, I guess we're supposed to do. We're here to get Olam Haba. So he says, let me explain to that idea that you're doing it. Yeah, but you have to do it because Hashem, not because for yourself. How do you know if you're doing it really Lishma or not? Because if you say, well, okay, here, you do the mitzvah, he'll get the Sfar, he'll get the Olam. If you say, fine, I'm doing it for the Kavod Hashem, because as long as Hashem is happy, I don't care who does it.
Right.
Him. So that shows you're doing your thing. If it's.
I hear, but that really points out that what I'm telling you is true.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
So does this mean anything less than that is not considered lishma in any situation?
No, he didn't say that. He said, let's go back to what he said. He says, how does he say it? There's levels of shalo lishma, right? And there's levels of lishma. So it could be that lishma could be lishma even on a lower level of lishma. There are not just one level of lishma, right? It's the greatest level of lishma is what he says, where it's not for my purpose, but I want that only because that's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants. But wanting it because, look, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants me to have Hanoah, and I like the Hanoah. I like that Hanoah of Olam Haba. So that's also Lishma. It's just a lower level of Lishma. And it's a higher level of Shalom Lishma. There's no line that says, up till here is Shalom Lishma, and beyond this is Lishma. It's a mixture. On the one hand, it's a very, very nice feeling that I want it for Olam Haba, not because I'm afraid God's going to zap me with a lightning bolt or I want to be rich or something like that, right? It's a very nice level of Shalom Lishma, which already borders on a type of Lishma. Again, if I don't think that we can really understand, if you can't really experience it, you can't really understand something you can't experience. So we're not holding by experiencing that, and he makes it clear that it's not easy. Okay, so we can talk about it, but I don't think we can ever come to a real 100% understanding what exactly these things are.
What's the difference in Sius and what you're doing? The reason I started how you do it, you come with your parents and you do whatever chores you need to do or things that they want to do. So you do it because that's what they want to do. It's the difference you get as far, don't get as far, tell you thank you, don't tell you thank you. But if Baba wants you, if you walk by a pool of water, somebody's drowning, but if Baba wants you to save him, so you go save him. If you, while you're saving him, I'm going to get on the haba, I'm not going to get on the haba, I'm going to get on the haba, what's the difference? You save the guy's life because Kurt Baba wants you to save the guy's life. What's the difference if he gets caught for it or not?
Yeah, I understand that, but people usually are motivated in doing things. That's what the Ram. The Ram says, Lishma means I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. Right, and basically we're saying that's what the Mesillas Yesharim is saying. I'm doing this because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said this is what he wants done. What makes it right that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants it? Right. So what's right and what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants are synonymous. So in Echad, but most people need some kind of motivation, incentive to motivate them. So yeah, I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do, but either I'll do it because I'll get covered for it. Right, and there's a lot of right things to do, or I'll do it because I realize I'm going to get rewarded for it. Right, not everybody's on the level to do it just because it's the right thing to do. I what's in it for me?
It depends what you're doing. If a mishloach comes to your door and outside the door says looking for some tzedakah, then give me a few shekels. And if you guys have a really convincing story or Rahman's on a really, really bad situation, so you need extra guilt, so you give him another 20 shekels. So let's see, when we go back into the room to pick up another 20, we're going to get more scar, we're going to get more involved, we're going to get more gas. No, the guy needs another 20 shekel, give him another 20 shekel. You're going to get the same exact scar, give him 5 shekels, give him 20 shekel. It's no different. I'm going to think and make a headbone. What's the difference? I give him 5 shekels, I'll still get a scar for giving tzedakah. Why should I waste my time?
Yeah, but you won't get the same scar if you give him more. So people make cheshbonos for sure. Most people function because there's something, what am I going to get from this? It could be very nice things you'll get. But most people do. Why am I keeping all of this? Because I believe that it's the right thing to do, and because of that, I'll be rewarded. If I don't do it, I'll get punished. Right? If there was no reward and punishment at all, right? Most people wouldn't. They would say, okay, you know what? So I'm not getting punished. Not getting rewarded. You know, let somebody else do it.
Let's say that the only way to get to the next level is the upper star level.
Right, mitol shalol lishma bo lishma.
The only way you can get it, you have to be more, the closer you, the more you do mitzvahs, the closer you come to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the basic level is, I think it's starting out with schar ba'onish, which is what motivates you. You want to get the schar, you want to be good.
Right, and the Torah, again, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself, right, obviously recognized this, because the Torah is full of warnings do this and you get rewarded, do this you get punished. Obviously the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is dealing with people as they are. He created us and he knows that we basically need that incentive. Why does the Torah speak about reward at all? The man yirbuyim mechem, and you'll have, why mention that at all? Just say, look, this is the right thing to do, do it, because people don't function like that, right, unless they're on a very high level. Maybe. And the Torah is on all levels.
I can't say that everybody, you know, most people motivated, I mean, say most, the vast majority, but I can't say, you know, you're a Stam person, you can assume that this person is doing for maskar, you know, for skar and onish. The Mishnah, I'm trying to find where it says it, but he says it's three types of people. There's the Shlemi Adas, the Pusmeilo, and the Hamalam. So the Hamalam is from.
Because they don't start out, by the way. When they start out, they don't know anything.
They're not Madrigos, they're three different types of people.
No, but those
people function. Some people, no, that's not the main motivation. Some of the Shlemi Adas rather have Shlemi.
No, but they reached the rate of level of being Shlemi Adas. They weren't born Shlemi Adas. It's not that it's three groups of people. Some people are dullards and some people are really smart. Some people have reached that level with their Shlemi Hadas and they understand more. And some people haven't. The Hamonam don't really work on themselves that much and they don't excel and they don't become Shlemi Hadas.
I think you said there are three different types of people.
No, that's
and inequality can change, can develop from that.
Yeah,
so it's not Madrigas. It's not from Madrigas. No, it's talking about two personalities. Read what the Mr. Shama says about it.
You see, it's
not Madrigas. It's three different types of people.
No, I think that's what he means. He means that, what's it called? There are three levels of people. You could reach whatever level, but most people don't leave that level of Shlemi Hadas, and therefore they function with this. This is the way they function. Hamon Ha'am function like this. People who are in a higher Madrega function differently. Right? Three different kinds of Madregas, but nobody starts out, right, and is born into a caste of Shlemi Hadas.
Right, it was a Shlemi Hadas, let's say, Nanir. Okay? We didn't start out, but we started as a Shlemi Tamir Chacham. He came that way.
Yeah, I don't think that there's three types of people, there's three types of motivations, and it depends on where you're holding, which motivation you fit into. Yeah.
Well, I just
want
to bring it back down to a level we can understand what he's talking about. I remember hearing in a Phil Jakobson tape, he talked about once when he was a little boy, he went to Rav, happened to be in front of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, said, I want to ask you a question, and he had to think of the question that he should ask him. So he asked him a question he'd asked him Seder the day before and got a patch for it. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to us by giving us lots and lots of mitzvahs. And so he was saying, you know, what sort of kindness is that? It means more and more work. So Rav Shlomo Zalman explained to him, he said, when you get up in the morning and you put your shoes on, how do you do it? And he said, you put this foot first, and this one and that one. And he said, well, whenever anybody gets up in the morning, does anybody jump into their shoes or go through it once? And he said, no. So he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a way of doing it, and then if you do it that way, you're doing the Rotzon of Hashem. And if you do it the other way, they're not, you know. So you gave them a chance to do it, and a lot of the mitzvahs are like that, where you do something in a particular way that you would have to do anyway. Like you have to get up in the morning anyway, so you get up and go to Shacharis, and that's, so we see it that way, then that shows you that Rotz of Hashem is that. He wants you to do it, because if you do what he says, then you're sort of gaining and doing what the Kodesh Baruch Hu does. So then that's not really a selfish thing, it's I'm doing it for him.
Okay. But the people there are plenty of people who don't do that. Why not? Because they don't see any benefit in it. So the people who do it see some kind of benefit. Right? In other words, why don't you decide, you know what, it's nice to do Ratzon Hashem, what's in it for me? So most people in this world, or a good portion of Jews for sure, right, don't keep the Torah because they don't see that there's any purpose to it. So they have to be motivated to do it by telling them you can't tell them what's the right thing to do. They have to start with some kind of self-motivation why they would want to do this.
What's it for me?
It's also enough for me to have a relationship with Hashem. That's also a benefit for me.
Right, but that's also not the highest level, like we said. Okay, I think that most of us function, right, even if you're doing it because it's the right thing to do, it's because you've reached a certain level of doing it am getting into the habit of doing it, that you could say that. But the reason people are frum most of the time is because they feel that if they're not, they're going to get punished, and if they are, they're going to get rewarded, and they're afraid that not to do things because they'll get punished, and they're motivated to do it because they'll get rewarded, and that's how the hamonam functions. Like, if you think about it, maybe you'll function a little bit differently, but underlying that's...
I could hear the part of the major part of that challenge is that you know that doing the mitzvahs is good for you, you know it's good for the world, you know it's good, there's reward and punishment, and you get rewarded and punished if you don't, and you know all these great reasons, and nevertheless, you still do it because of Ratzon Hashem. Despite knowing all those other
things. Yeah, that's for sure. Not that you don't think there's any reward or whatever.
Right.
But I'm not doing it for that sake.
Yeah, but it's hard that knowing all that and still only doing it for this purest motive. What's it mean that Zocha L'Ruach HaKodesh B'Devarav?
But Zocha L'Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means, depends what Ruach HaKodesh means, that you reach a level of Chochma that you... the highest level, according to the Rambam, at least Ruach HaKodesh is the highest level a person can reach on his own. Of Chochmah, being able to see the world, not just in a physical sense, but know what the spiritual things behind it are. That's Ruach HaKodesh. What?
It says with his words.
Right, that what's it called? Ruach HaKodesh B'Dvarav means in all his things. It doesn't mean what he says. It means the Dvarim, Chol HaDvarim Shalom. In all his dealings, he'll be able to deal with Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, he'll see things beyond what the normal intellect can see. You'll see beyond that. The Mechilta Eliyahu says Ruach HaKodesh is being able to see the purpose of everything behind the scenes and understand what things are, not just the way they look, the way they function physically.
Just a knage. I mean, it came up with what the Rav said, but there's not two madrigas within, you know, Hasidus versus lower level than Hasidus. Because the Maisa, what it says right at the beginning, starts off with Machavasim Ba'olamo, is the Sod High Hasidus, which starts off with Atzmima. So really, Hasidus would also include having clear the hove of trying to get Olam Haba. Rather, I think it's just two different madrigas in the kavanah of what you're doing.
Right.
One thing is knowing what you're doing. You're doing things that will bring you to Olam Haba. Why you're doing it, the kavanah is because that's what Hashem wants.
Yeah, that's what Shlomo Zalman just said.
Right.
Just in other words, can't say, well, there's no schar, no onus, you're just doing this for no reason. Right? That's not my motivation to do it. But I know that that's what's going to be. Right? You have to know that there's a purpose for it. Except I'm doing it because the Rav Moshe wants that purpose, not because I want that result.
I thought that's what the Rav was saying.
Yeah, that's what Shlomo Zalman said better. He said it, put it more clearly. Okay, but yeah, that's what I was saying. But you got it in a nutshell.
Is this not the same as being mixed?
The Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem is not just if I'm afraid, or it's am I doing it because I'm afraid I'll lose out something. That doesn't mean I'm afraid I'm going to get zapped by a lightning bolt. I'm afraid I won't get all the schar I get either. But it's self-motivated. I'm afraid I won't get what I could get. Ava is I'm doing it altruistically, because that's what the Rav Moshe wants me to do, and I want to give him the covet of doing what he wants, and I know that's what's good for me too, but that's not what motivates me. That's what Rav Aaron said. Even if I knew I wouldn't get the schar, I'd give it to somebody else. But that's what the Rav Moshe wants. He wants me to do this, so there should be a schar, so I don't have to get it, then somebody else can get it. Or what Shlomo Zalman said, I know that all of that is true, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it Lamrot, not Lamrot, but I'm doing that because since it's the right thing to do, that's why I'm doing it. So it's the motive, not so much what you know or whatever. And that's what the David also said. Okay, I don't want to belabor the point. I think you got the idea. I think it's a very fine madrega, and you should strive to try to do it sometimes, at least, if you can't do it all the time. Okay. If you can do it all the time, so let me know. And
even the Gra, the Gra was happy. Remember when they sold his mitzvah?
Right, right, with the Esrog, yeah.
Right, so Samashma, he wasn't even on that madrega.
Right.
He was happy. Oh, the first time I can really say I did it, at least 100%
Lishma. He was sure that he could do it.
Right.
He didn't know what madrega was on, but now he had the opportunity. He knows that for that, at least that one time he's able to.
Just like Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Okay, back to this world of Shemitah.